Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashland. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashland is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you, Ashalon.
I could talk, but I'm not. But I just want everybody, I'm already short on questions. I can tell. So I figured I'd hit the send questions to this account thing first. So without further ado, let's start the real show, shall we?
Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks, work.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm 4. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time going hard.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Got my humor of the day, the two-day-old count. And I know it's just because they don't know any better. But it's like, my birthday's in 2 days. I started 2 days ago. And I want, stuff. Don't beg in chat, but make it a profile begging. Nice. And this thing's like a hypno disc and a custom avatar and a full-time suit and rares. I want rares. I want rares for my birthday. Do I get any rares for my birthday? No. Because no one loves me. And I've been around for 2 years. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. Oh, Lord. Hi, everybody. This is State of the Kingdom. This is the weekly talk show, strategy talk show on Radio KOL, where we talk about, how to try to play this game better from a player's point of view, not those evil, evil, dirty devers' points of views, those evil exploiters. But anyway. If you would like to, that's not a rare though, Lilith. But no one loves me. I don't get spiffy old ass familiars for my birthday. But anyway, still not a rare. So anyway, I have my humor already this show. So as I was trying to say before I got distracted yet again, which is a common occurrence on the show, if you haven't heard before, is that I answer your questions. This is all Q&A days, and you send in your questions to an account called Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. She's also in a clan called Ashlon's Classroom. If you have a multi, you just want to kind of throw it in there and, you know, just kind of hang out the multi. I'm perfectly okay with you doing that. Just make sure you throw a note to Teacher's Assistant that you are, in fact, asking to join the clan. Otherwise, because I don't ever log on that account, so I don't, so, you know, I have to go do that. So, yes. So anyway, if you have questions, preferably about the game, but if not, oh well. That's okay, because, you know, I have to fill up 2 hours of dribble talking to myself. And if I could ever get my sound stuff to actually do, like, co-host and stuff, the show would get much more interesting. Yeah. But, yeah, I haven't done that and stuff, so, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you go ahead and send out,
I had a thought. Oh, I had a thought. And that thought just vanished.
Oh, crap. I'm just going to play music for like 15 minutes and let you guys like send in questions. Please send in questions. Please. So I'll come back about 15 and hopefully my thoughts will be regained and I'm going to continue eating like late lunch and stuff. Oh, this show's already started off to a great start. We got a couple things to talk about from this last week that started up. Ooh, new item, woo! And stuff. So, anyway, this is Ashlon, State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Alright, so, I am back, and you're listening to Ashlon. Again, questions go to, Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. 1005959. What is this? It's not a question related to Cognate's wife? No, I don't know anyone in that situation, so I am not the best person to even start to go with that one. I'd just start with, like, searches on the internet on that, because, wow, I don't know. And I don't even want to try to speculate one way or another, because I don't know. I'm sorry that I'm so not a helpful on that one. I do not know. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I had one person tell me to shut up, because I was bitching about things not being sent. That's my birthday. But if you've heard this show long enough, you know that is 95% of show. Except for, like, one item. I see two. Only fuss about one. But anyway, I continue on. Shall we? Yes. So let's start off with what is new in the game this last week. And for that we go to the front page. And the front page tells us, you know, the updates. And let's see here. The Fortune Cookie has been, had a new graphic, and the quests have been made much more, or the little hints have been made much more better. Familiar kills have been separated from familiar's experience, while you guys bitching about not being able to go after the Bat Trophy. Deal with it. Go get your damn trophy. Let's see here. Magnifying Glass Invasion has been put. Magnifying glasses have been put everywhere, so that you can look at things, and I approve. Even though there's one that I've got to talk to Zeno about. There's a Firefox weirdness on. Where was it? Was it in messages? No, it was when I put stuff in the store. Yes. I got to talk to him about that one. Actually, probably next break, I'm going to send him a note saying, hey, by the way, this is happening in Firefox. Please fix. And then you cannot go to other pages when Choice Adventure. Basically, we're trying to exploit that still. And, it's October 1st, which means it is Item of the Month. And for this month, we have the Plastic Pumpkin... Plastic Pumpkin. Yoey. Plastic Pumpkin. Plastic Pumpkin... Bucket. Plastic Pumpkin Bucket. And your little dog, too! the message says, gives 5 pounds of the familiar to which it is equipped, 5 pounds of Gravy Fairy, and attacks enemies occasionally with perfect elemental attacks. And there are people bitching about this in the forums. Okay. If you are an extremist speed runner, then this is probably not for you. If you are a farmer of any sort, or a casual speedrunner, or a farmer, let me reiterate, a farmer, holy hell, this is much better than the Maypole, and here's why. If you already have an item-dropping familiar, which if you're farming for that, that's what you're going to have, then the Maypole gives you 10 pounds extra item-gathering goodness. Well, this, if you have a Gravy Fairy, will give you 10 pounds of item-gathering goodness. Now, when I say Gravy Fairy, I mean any familiar that has Gravy Fairy ability, okay? But then it also will attack occasionally, which is nice. If, however, say you have a... Hold on. You have a meat-gathering familiar, okay? And you do not have a Tamashanner or Hypnodisc or anything like that, you know, a high-end meat adjusting somehow, somewhere. Specifically, I'm looking again at the Tamashanner. This now gives you 5 pounds, which is what, you know, your traditional familiar equipment would give you. Plus, now we're getting 5 extra pounds of item gathering. And with the change to the ICP, since a lot of people are now going into the castle, farming the castle for the meat, avoiding all the stat in the wheels by sending that to the gate, the back gate, and focusing on a lot of different item drops, this now makes that situation just a wee bit more viable. Now, I would love to see them come around the next month and do something just like this, but be it like 5 pounds of blood-faced volleyball. So then you can have a reverse, because again, it's all about giving choices. And then maybe having a third one that then follows up on the end in December that is 5 pounds of meat. I think they might get the meat one because it's Thanksgiving and, you know, food and meat and yeah. So I think that would be excellent. And no, I do not take requests on this show. Now, if we have an item which is like, okay, the Shaman, people are really enjoying that with the Shaman. People are enjoying this with any of the two Mr. Accessory familiars, the Bitten, the Pixie, the Monkey, and the Demon. Again, because you're getting that extra bonus of the other aspect ability as well. So yeah. And it's not hardcore usable. Well, because it breaks a heart. It would... Here's the reason why. Is that it would break how hardcore it was now compared to how it was before that item came out. And that's just not fair, because then you could pop things and buy them, just like you could buy Mr., you know, the softcore thing where you buy Mr. A's and you slap them on and you say it pulls. Well, you have no pulls. You have no way of getting anything. So you shouldn't be able to buy a Mr. A and put it on. This is the same logic. Well, the tome is different. And I do agree, and I will go with this argument that yes, the snow cones itself does have a huge benefit, especially with the green snow cone. I will agree with that. And I kick myself for not getting extra snow cone tomes. But here's my point in all of this, and I'm going to kind of say this, and I hope everybody understands on this. when NS13 comes out, the way we play this game, with our strategies and our pull stats and everything else, with the exception of the fundamental basics, I fully believe are going to change to something like we're not used to. Okay? I'm fully expecting various areas to be completely overhauled, aka, say, the palindrome. I mean, just overhauled. Okay? I expect areas that are required that are non-melee assault type areas. I expect just different things. And so, you know, this is why they have said pretty much when NS13 comes out, we are archiving the leaderboards because it is going to be different. So, you know, I think, you know, and everybody's bringing up the ice items, and I think that was the item that showed, okay, wait, we really have to control item tuning in the hardcore, because it was just breaking hardcore. Just hideously. So NS13, Naughty Sorceress 13, it's a pushback of the Naughty Sorceress quest from level 11 to level 13. The Spooky Raven will become part of the new level 11 quest. The adjustments to level 8, 9, and 12 have yet to be announced, as far as I know. And what you'll be hunting for in Spooky Raven Manor is also unannounced. So, my guess would be something that eventually you'd have to get into the ballroom. Just the way that the rooms feed onto each other. The ballroom seems to be the final room to get into. So, So, let's see now, Rickett. See, this is now. Hold on. Here's what I'm saying. I said I think there's gonna be one more tweak because of what you're saying about that Steel Clubbers would be screwed. Well, now wait a minute. No, they wouldn't, because they'd have Pulverize, right? And they could hook up their weapons. Now, I understand that a fresh out of the box Seal Clubber, yes, would have problems. Or a first time hardcore Seal Clubber. Which is why I think there still has to be a tweak somewhere with a skill. I'm not sure where, but I honestly believe that with everyone putting so much emphasis on LTS synergy, with everyone putting so much emphasis on stasis, and look at all the changes, what's been happening. Better spells, cheaper spells, more items that have intrinsic elemental damage, more items that have intrinsic elemental damage. There's overwhelming evidence that they are trying to expand the amount of elemental damage in the game, because they're going to require it. I just see it coming. I just see it coming, Rickett. Think about it. How many changes have come that's elemental? A buttload. This is why I keep saying, I really think, you know, that it's coming. It's coming. You know, everyone always said that Troll Tamers were screwed early on. But then everyone kind of, as they got past that first ascension, the bitching stopped. And in that case, it might be kind of one of those things where you have to level up to 15, get pulverized, hook up your weapons with the, you know, with your elemental rubbings, and then go from there. So that's what I'm thinking. So back to the bucket. Bucket, good. Highly approve the bucket. And we should have two new familiars within a week. Because it's Mr. Store anniversary time. Woo! A metric buttload. Alright, so let's go to the question, shall we? First question was my song request from last night. No. Crunch asks, are the fat stacks of cash going to be implemented as a smithing or cooking ingredient? No, but they make great auto sales or donations to Lilith, because Lilith collects to fat stacks of cash. Hanakoshi asks, what is your opinion of one meat undercutters in the mall? I could care less. And here is, goodbye, Leather. Here's my argument on this. And I know that people are going to bitch about this, and I really don't care. There is nothing in the economy that says you have to sell an item at a nice round number. There's nothing that says because you have a large amount of quantity that everyone else has to bid at the same price so that you have the advantage. In an economic, in a free economy, you have two main types of weapons. You have quantity, and you have price point. If you have the quantity, you are allowed to set your price point pretty much wherever you want, and set a standard. Those who do not have a quantity, their only way to compete in a free economy is to set their price point lower. So, consumers have a choice. Do they go with the store that has quantity, because it's faster and can get them sooner, but it's a bit more expensive, or the ones that don't have quantity, but are cheaper? Okay, point in case, let's look at video games. If we look at GameStop or Babbage's or any of the video game stores where you can get that game first day, and you compare the price of that store to, say, Walmart or Kmart or Target or anything where it usually takes about another 3 or 4 or 5 days for it to filter into the stores, into the shelves. Walmart and company of the large departments or large stores tend to be $5 lower. But you gotta wait a few days for it. Whereas you can get it right now and pay $5 more and you're good. So it's nothing different. And Wombat, that's a very nice custom avatar. Very cute. It's nothing different than what people do in today's society. It's nothing different. And so it drives me crazy when people bitch about, oh my god, this one moron undercut me by one meat, kill him, nuke him, make them stop. Man, if there's enough, and I just want to buy, if the undercutter has what I want, I'm buying it from them, because it's the cheapest. If they don't have enough, I just buy from the one that has the quantity for what I need right then. So, people bitching about the one meat undercutters are basically whining because they're not setting their price that they want and getting as much sold as they want right then. It's an economy, people. It's a free economy. You have to live by those rules. Otherwise, we can go into a socialist price-setting thing where everything's the same price, and then the only thing that would matter is how much you want to feed into your advertising and or bribe the government so that you get the government contracts. Your choice. I mean, think about it. There's no other options here. I mean, that's the fun. It's, if it's cheaper, people will buy, and if they don't have the bulk, oh well, you spend more. I mean, it's the same thing. It is an ease over price versus ease of purchase. When I take my character and I'm looking at, he's been spending a week farming stuff for food, and I go put my food out, and I look at, okay, there's two people who have like 17,000 out there of this food. Okay, I cannot beat them. I have to go cheaper than them. If it's, if I'm looking and the cheapest three people are, question to teacher's assistant, 1005959. Because if you blue message Ashland, it's not gonna, I'm gonna lose them. Teacher's assistant, 1005959. But if you, you know, if I look and, like, the first three people have, like, you know, one or three or seven, and then, like, 400 meet up top, there's someone with, like, you know, 17,000, well, I'll undercut the 17,000, knowing that eventually those people are going to sell out and they'll come buy mine at my higher price because I have more than them. And I'm fine with that. And it's understanding how to play that type of economy and not bitching that it doesn't work exactly the way you want it to work. Okay? That seems to be a very common thread around the forums, is bitching when things don't work the way you want them to work. Now, I'm not pointing out anybody, okay? But just go through the forums sometimes and look at the way people gripe. It's not because they think it's broken. It's because it's not working the way they want it to work or expect it to work. But, and then so then they're not working in the way that, you know, they want it to work. So anyway, let's get off my diatribe and let's move on. Hanakoshi, do you believe in the typo demon? Yes, it inhabits me every so often. Juvalco asks, some spoilers and musing. I wouldn't be surprised if there is something from the ballroom to the attic or third floor of the manor. There's an attic on the picture at the entrance of the right side, and the attic is mentioned in the last chapter of the book at the library. Also, Jiglet slid this is going to be a level 11 quest. Yes, I know. For NS13, the Lord Spooky Raven is going to be a character. Think he'll be a boss. Could be. Could be. I mean, he might be hiding in the attic. You know. So yeah. Anyway, continue on. Again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. Sasuke Girl 1 says, smack me with a ruler. Whack. There you go. Senior Suave, are you related to Rico? Let's see here. Are there any really good low-level pieces of equipment I should be watching out for? Well, there are a buttload of equipment items, especially ones that have intrinsic elemental damage that's been added into them. And I mean, there are just tons and tons and tons. So let me pull up. I just my friendly resource, the wiki, the KOL wiki. And let me go to one of the two pages that has just items. I mean, just... let's see here. Where did it go? Dang it, where did those things go? I had a page where I had like a list of stuff. Oh, here we go. Anything that is made out of cardboard or bubble wrap or styrofoam is good. Anything that blends in with a basic meat, sword, staff, crossbow, helmet, pants are great. I mean, meatsmithing is a very good page. I'm actually going to post that link out here in the radio chat. Very good page, and just to kind of look through all the different ways of how they're doing stuff. And, it's very good to kind of understand how meatsmithing works, because there are tons of, and I mean tons of things out there now, low level, that give boost to your skills, plus boost to damage, plus boost to elemental damage, and I mean, yeah, it's very, very good. So yes, I would say there are plenty of items out there if you look for that are small, and again, I approve of those changes. Because, again, it gives more elemental, gives better mysticality boost, it gives all sorts of goodness that I've talked to you about all over the place. In fact, I actually need to start actually looking at some of these and figuring out and adjusting some of my my farming outfits based on those kind of items. Even though I currently do like Ashelon's farming outfit. Even though it's not the greatest, it's still pretty damn spiffy. Anyway, I digress. Let's move on. Yes, because Ash is in a farming mode right now. He's farming for stars. Whee! Irish Pop says, how do you beat the valley beyond the orgasm? Well, you sneak in the Hermit's Lair and you, kill... No, wait. Wrong quest. It's all about the scrolls. It's all about the Benjamins. And if you have the scrolls and you start combining them together and you just have a little bit of math to come up, you eventually come to the right number. That works. So get scrolls that have numbers and start blending them. Merge them together. Meat paste them together. And there you go. Dual wield static swords. Static sword. I should go look at static swords. Everybody's going static swords hot. Let's look here. Static sword store static muscle plus 3 moxie plus 2 regenerates 2 to 3 magic points per adventure. Ooh. Not bad. Even though the bubble, which gives 5% item drops, that's pretty nice to me. The squeaky staff for extra monster levels, pretty nice. What else do I like out of all these weapons? But yeah, the sword stack's pretty nice because the DMP regeneration, the whiff of flail with the combat initiative, if you're lacking on that, it can be pretty good. Let's see here. Again, the Muculant Machete, 5% meat plus monsters, one-handed, very nice. The Super Magic Power Sword 10, or Power Sword X, 20% combat initiative, 2% chance of critical hit. Again, can be nice, easy items to work with LTS synergy. Let's see here. Yeah, those are all pretty spiffy. Those are the ones I kind of like. Stainless Steel Blank. Oh, I know, I understand the static sword, I just can't remember what it was. Plus, like I said, you know, I don't tend to magic point everything so much anymore. Anyway, moving on. Leaves asks, ever since the peak change, I've lost all interest in running my speed softcore character. He can do no-stress 3-day runs and has a 2-dayer under his belt. I've been thinking of putting him in hardcore for a scarf. Is there any way to rekindle my love of softcore? Well, you could do what I did with Dark Eagle and get every skill there is in the game, even though I need to actually reset him back up to do speedruns because I've got 6 skills I need to go get. You could always do that. Just try to get all the skills, which is kind of nice because you get trophies along the way for doing it. Count says, what is your opinion of the Clover Adventure in the Gallery? The talk is that it breaks various speed runs because it makes it impossible and insane. I personally say use it until it gets nerfed because it probably will. So, that would be my suggestion. You know, find a goal and go after it. That's what I had to do. And when I got the goal, I lost all interest in softcore. Which is why I'm like, la la da da. And I'm kind of waiting around for stuff to... Grimdale asks, I'm running a Steel Clover for the first time and auto-sold my club. Is it worth the effort to get the legendary weapon, or is there some other weapon I should be trying to get? Well, eventually you're going to get stuff that's better than the legendary weapon. So, you know, if you need something, just get something to work with. And, yeah. Be my suggestion. You don't have to go for the weapon. I mean, like, all those weapons I was talking about that you could get with super advanced meat smithing. And it's level 5. You could definitely get that skill and make something which is better or more useful than a legendary weapon. Yay! O-Face killed chat. Woo! Hanakoshi asks, who's my favorite buff bot? Whichever one is online, it will buff whatever I need. I really have no opinion. Like, which one has the spell I want and is online? You win today. Poof, good, great, move on. Gleave says, what is the second sorcerer skill I should take? And don't say elemental sorcerer. Fine. If I'm not allowed to say that, I would say impetuous sauciness, followed closely by expert panhandling. But you should really get elemental sauce-sphere. Moving on. I'm a level 8 Possumancer, and while I do a lot of damage, I don't have anything that resembles defense. What would be good armor for me to wear at this level? Level 8, again, it's going to depend on how strong your muscle is. Let's see here. This is the one thing I wish I need to talk to Jack, see if I can't get him to adjust this interface. I guess you just click on a name and go look at them. Okay, Mahoho, this is your first run, so you don't have access to that stuff that you'll see after your ascension. Oh, let me think here. Okay. Level 8 good stuff. There's a miner's helmet you'll get at level 8, which is pretty good. Actually, the whole miner's outfit is pretty good in level 8. Those things are good. Anything you pick up during level 7 or 6. I mean, really, armor-wise, unless you make your own stuff or buy your own stuff, that is kind of a pitiful area for armor. I do have to say, I do agree. Everything I'm thinking of is like level 9 or higher. Actually, stuff you get from the Icy Peak, or anywhere on Mount Mifflar's Huge are good if you have the muscle to wear it. You know, otherwise, boost your initiative, boost your spell damage, and try to nuke them on one shot. And then you don't have to worry about damage because you're not getting hit. And swashbuckle pants. Yeah, that's nice. And potions. This is a Possumancer. And it's the first time, so I can't make potions. I move on.
Oh, yoy.
What is the firecracker used for in meatsmithing? Let's go look. The Nobgoblin firecracker is used in I'm not sure. Does anybody know what the firecracker's used in for meatsmithing? I don't know. Yes, the LTS synergy strategy is kill things fast before they hit you and kill you. So, yeah. No, I don't know what it's used for there, Orthag. Grimdell says, I heard some rumors about the slice and dice trophy requirement changing with the separation of kills versus experience in a familiar. Do you know what this means, or is it just a rumor? Well, Slice and Dice was you extended the stab at level 20, and people wouldn't do that because then they lose their kill count slash experience count on the other familiars they had. With the split, you can ascend the stab bat. You can then have your kill count kept, because that was what the leaderboard was kept on, was on kill counts. So it's a way to allow people to get this trophy and then not lose their spot on a leaderboard. Which is, yeah, that's what it was. That's what that is. It's not me, because I'm always everybody else. Again, if you have questions, you can send that to Teacher's Assistant, 100-5959. Gleaves asks, I'm running a friend's hardcore count as a turtle tamer with only sauce crafting and snow cones. He is surviving just fine. Turtle tamers are not screwed. No, they're not screwed anymore. When Ascension first came out, high-level turtle tamers were fucksword, and it was bad. It was bad. Squin says it's usable but not implemented yet. Rigget, Gallery Clover Adventure, broken? Are people complaining that something isn't working the way people want it to? Honestly, based on the numbers that I've seen of what it does, I really do believe that it is a touch overpowered. But then again, I don't know how it's going to all fit in with the big picture and stuff. So, I'm going to say out of balance. There we go. Why, man asks. Ash, as an experienced player, what aspects of the game keeps you interesting and adventuring and holds the demons of apathy at bay? And oh god, the demons are coming around much lately. For me, it's the radio shows. For me, it's the Star Collection and the fight with Nico-chan for first place. Which, it's a good-natured fight. We do not hate each other. We were at con bitching about the same person who tried to exploit both of us. It was great. And neither of us knew the other one had been exploiting us. And we're like, wait, this guy's been trying that too? Ah, that's funny. It's like, nice. But anyway, we move on. My clan, good people. They listen good. Some of the channels I'm in, again, good people, nice to talk with. I just haven't had a lot of time to be on lately. And so, I've just been auto-farming, and that's been about it. I mean, it's like, you know, any Ascension runs are like, on hold. You know, it used to be when I was this busy, I was still fine at, like, 2-hour slot to do my Ascensions. I'm like, screw it. You know, some people use the speed runs as a goal. Some people use trophies as a goal. And I've always said, get a goal and do it. And the problem is I have no more goals right now. I've got one character who has every skill, even though I need to go back and get 6 more now. For the longest time, I had every skill in the game. I had a character that has a full plexi and stainless steel outfit. I have a character that has every tattoo, every familiar except for like 4 really expensive ones that, yeah, I won't ever get. And I have every trophy but the 2 piece of crap trophies. So, you know, again, with my collecting goals, I have nothing to do until, you know, other familiars come out. So, or tattoos. So, you know, it's just kind of the people. And I've told my clan, I'm like, you know, guys, look, I'm getting lethargic. It's just, you know, I'm kind of like, yeah, nothing's really going on. And, you know, I'm not going to leave, I don't think, because I enjoy the people here too much. And I really think that if it wasn't for the chat and it wasn't for the community, and it wasn't for going to Arizona and seeing 300 to 400 people from at least 3 countries, if not more, just show up for a picnic party with intriguing bands and a costume party with free drinks later on. I honestly don't think I would be here now. I think I would have drifted away. So, I mean, this game, the community is really what sets this game apart from a lot of other MMORPGs. And that makes it unique. And it reminds me a lot of my Neverwinter server, is that there were a lot of Neverwinter servers, but the community was unique after I got exiled. And I did, by assholes who fucked the game over after I left. And people have all said, yeah, they fucked that game up. And it was rebuilt and put back in by people who were DMs under me. And they let the word kind of get out, hey, we're coming back up, we're going back to this old way, we're getting rid of all this crap, we're going to continue to expand it. Everyone flew back in droves because of the community. And the problem is my computer right now is not able to handle some of the rendering stuff they're putting in there. Which kind of sucks, but... You know, and the thing is, like, you know, but Ash, we look up to you, we've done all these great things, and, like, our records are pwning you now, as I'm being told in chat by one of my clannies, and I'm like, but you know what? I helped you get there. And so for me, seeing a lot of people have success in the game and being able to do it, in some cases, better than me, I'm happy with that. But that's the teacher in me. You know? So... Count asks, do you think that your idea for hammock will ever be implemented? I don't know. I want a fucking hammock. Elabelli says he's applied to Ashland's classroom, so I will jump over there. And, pop in there. Let's see here. Yep. Accept. And so, L, you need to make a, you need to make a better title than the one I just gave you. Because it sucks, Source. Oh! Yeah, Lil. Okay, sure. Again, if you have questions, you can send that to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. The Powner is allowed to account sit friends' accounts. Yes. A lot of people will completely change their account and will hide all sorts of important things unless they absolutely, absolutely, absolutely trust their account sitter. Which I trust my account sitter. So, yeah. Spinnets asks, is LTS Energy a viable strategy in OxyCore? Oh, hell yes, it is. LTS Energy is a viable strategy in almost any type of core. Unless it's super speed core, and then Stasis kind of tends to take over instead of LTS Energy. Ricket says, nerf the gallery. Player number 1085932. The level 19 Seal Clubber went from level 1 to 19 in a single day. Just a touch overpowered. I never said it was in balance. I'm pretty sure I said it was out of balance and needed to be rebalanced. I mean, if it scales a point per adventure, then yeah.
But of course, that's also softcore, brand new, with the ability to gain countless clovers being given to him. So, you know, it's kind of like the one day that we did Fluffy the Ronin Master with Institute of Fluff, proving that one day it could be done. Of course, everybody was like, well, it's not real because it was the first Ascension. We're like, yeah? Which is why we're not saying it should be on the leaderboards. We're just proving that it can be done. And then eventually it was done within those constraints. But the people was like, oh, one days cannot be done under any conditions. And we're like, yeah, I can. Here you go. So, yeah. There's a lot less restrictions on a very brand new character. If he could do that after he's ascended, then I would go, oh, dramatically broken. But right now, it's out of balance. It's unbalanced. I mean, yeah, everyone's saying it's scaling, so I, look, guys, I'm not disagreeing that it doesn't need some tweaking. I need it just, yeah. Bell work. I couldn't think of anything else better. The bucket is hot. The plastic pumpkin bucket is hot. Okay, I'm going to play some songs, and you're going to send in some questions, because I am so out of questions. And I'm going to play some Evanescence. I'm going to play their new song, because their new CD comes out in 2 days. Oh, I cannot freaking wait. Follow that up with some Frontalot, and then follow that up with some Flogging Molly. Bouncing around today, but this is Ashland, State of the Kingdom. Send your questions to Teacher's Assistant, player ID 1005959. You're listening to Ashland, State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL. And we're back for the home stretch, the last half hour. Yeah, I so did not get enough questions for the next half hour. So, if you have questions, you can send those in to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. Yeah. So, yes, that would be great if you could send those questions in. Colosso Plexiglass Jebedo, what the hell? Asks, what do you do when you get a 3-day hardcore teat run and real life interferes with your KOL? What do you do then? You take priorities. You know, is real life more important than your 3-day run? Or not? Can you make the call? And KOL Mafia helps amazingly well on some of those areas where you can, you know, get away with mafiaing. Zaro asks, when is the Turtle Tamer going to get access to the new ores, new tiers of meat smithing, etc.? Months ago? Yeah, months ago. There's no reason why you shouldn't have access to them. You just gotta go get them and get the right skills and stuff, and there you go. Yeah. Rickett says, I've gone from 11 to 14 on a non-muscle day via the Clover Adventure in 70 turns. Gasp. Okay, Rickett. I think you guys have put in enough reasons that it's unbalanced. I think people actually agree that something needs to be nerfed. So get your speed runs in now. Oh, people. Count says, if you could get one skill from each class in hardcore, which ones would you pick, in which order, and why? Well, hell, if I'm doing hardcore, and I can only get one per each class, I'm doing the hardcore teetotaler, or no, the hardcore oxy run, so I can get Plexi. And I would start off with Seal Clover, and I would get Lunging Thrust Mech, and then I would follow up with Turtle Tamer, and I would get, Turtle Tamer would be probably
tenacity of the snapper. No, empathy of the newt. I would get empathy of the newt. And then I would go to Postomancer. No. I would go to Disco Bandit. And Disco Bandit, I would get, oh, pick your song. Fat Loot, Polka, whichever one. I would go probably with Fat Loot. And then I would go to, or, no, that's Accordion Thief. Disco Bandit would be, Disco Bandit, I would take Mad Looting Skills. Accordion Thief, I would take Fat Loot. Postomancer, I would normally get Postomancery, but since I'm doing Oxy, I would instead get Leisha Linguini. And then Sorcerer, I would get Advanced Sauce Crafting. So, there you go. If I could only do 6, that would be how I would ruin it. But, knowing that later on it would screw me over, I would rethink that one a lot. Spininet says, on the last question that I have... Oh, sympathy over empathy. That makes sense. Again, I have a few questions left. Like, I have one, and I have a half an hour. Oh, this is going to be bad radio. Okay, I had radio for X half hour. Spinus says, I thought a large part of LTS was monster level, which requires items you can't get or don't have access to in hardcore. What would be required to make it work? LTS synergy works better when you can raise the monster level. It still works respectable with the idea of, I'm going to hit a monster, I'm going to hit it once, I'm going to hit it first, it's going to die before it can kill me. So in hardcore, you do have items that raise monster level. You have access to the mind control device. You have access to, in certain cases, the stainless steel scarf. You have access to... what else did I use? The annoying pitchfork. You have access to now a new plethora of different weapons that add monster level, such as... It's going down. Such as... the squeaky staff. Such as... Huh, there's no others in there. Wow. Now, there are items that can still add monster level. They're all over the place. And so you can still use those items. You won't get as much of a benefit as you would with, say, icicles and a scarf and hockey sticks. But it's still going to work. It's still going to work. It just may not work as well as it does in softcore. Which is why a lot of people do faces then to fund the mana usage of everything. Because then in hardcore they also will throw on antiphons, they'll throw on empathy, sympathy, and leash, they'll throw on any other skill that would help adjust their stat gaining ability. So LTS is still viable. I used it when I did my hardcore runs. Because it makes it really easy to mafia. Because I'm lazy like that. And I'm hoping for questions. Please, for the love of all that is holy on good radio, please give me better... G-Valco says, Seahawks or Bears, and by how much? Seahawks by 6. What was it? ESPN guy says, if you play Madden, you know that there are 3 unstoppable offenses. A 5 wide set, a 4 wide set with a really good running back, or a power running set with 2 really good tight ends. Well, guess what Seattle has? 4 wide with a really good running back. And yes, Alexander's injured, but his backup's not bad. So, the Seahawks win by 6. There you go.
see here. Rickett, Hero of the Half Shell. Good skill. Or Spirit of Rigatoni version 2.0. Hero is useful in certain situations. Spirit of Rigatoni is useful as long as you don't pop on a staff to screw yourself. And Lilith sends me something about the manor. And I'm so out of questions again. So, let's see here. I have no more Tuesday shows, and if you don't know that, I will only be on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays now. I have a thought. My thought is I have nothing to talk about. And I have radio for like the next 24 minutes, so hopefully I'll get questions. Otherwise, you know, I may just have to, run away and play music. Oh, I have questions. Takato 26. I'm hosting a clan contest. I need a question that Google can't answer. Any good places or kind of books to find questions like these? Yeah, there are plenty of books that are, like, you know, the bathroom book, is a great little book of just weird-ass stuff, just books of random trivia. That's great. The problem is, though, almost anything anymore is going to be somewhere on Google. Unless it's like, what is the color of the box of crap in the corner of my bedroom? You know, stuff that's just not on Google. So, yeah. That's going to be kind of hard. But yeah, there are stuff. Griswell, dear teacher's assistant, thanks. A douche canoe? What the hell? I find 2 weeks softcore and 3 month hardcore runs are just too fast. How can I slow down my ascensions? Should I investigate new content or just keep plucking away the old school way? Oh yes, explore everything, read everything, nitpick every single comment that is said, and manipulate and then post your very large findings on the forum of what things are typoed, misgrammared, incorrect references, and are nerfed. And then there you go. Mahoho says, do you have any good meat making advice? Yes. Buy low, sell high. That or farm the castle. What the fuck are you people talking about? Oh, good lord. There is one channel that has gone... Gone very lost their mind. Oh my god. People has lost their ever freaking mind in this channel. Jeez. What the fuck? Oh, this is like wrong. They're having like this douche fest or something. I'm like, oh jeez, oh lord, you've all just God. Oh, someone shoot me. What the hell started all this mess? What is there, like, some contest in the forums or something going the hell on that has just made everybody lose their mind with this? Jeez. You can send questions to teacher's assistant, which is 100-5959. No, Nico. It's going on elsewhere as well. It's like multiple channels at once. It's just scary. Jester Trance asks, this will be my first ascension, hard or soft with Zodiac, any advice? Go with a mysticality sign. Possum is nice because you get better adventures off eating. If you're going to go hard, get start doing them. Better than getting a bunch of soft scores, getting a bunch of skills, and then losing every single one of them because now you're gone hardcore. So if you're going to go, you're going to do any hardcore runs, do it early. Do it often. No, Takedo, there was stuff that went every... Oh, jeez. Good grief. The maturity around this place. Anyway, moving on, Juvalco, if there was ever an item called the banana phone, would you use it? Only if I could pulverize the fucker. Mavalon, want questions? Here's one. What is the opposite of opposite? Replica. Spinning it says, so how the hell can I make my oxy cores go faster? Okay. First off, every skill you can get that increases your stat ability, get. Your stat gains, get. Every skill that you can get that allows you to work with LTS synergy, where you can one-hit things and not die, get. One suggestion is go with a stat gainer sign. I see possum won't help because you're not eating. So go with, you know, some people went muscle because then they can buy stuff for the meat car. Some people have suggested go with a stat ability gainer. Some people say go with a marmot because you get clovers occasionally. But really, when you go oxy, you only need really one clover, and that's to get the dingy planks. Okay, two and sweet rooms. So two. So you could almost just sewer farm those and be okay with it. As you don't even need a clover for those. You need worthless gigigigigis. You need a clover if you do the... Okay, I'm losing my mind. You need a clover if you want to use it for the skeleton in the lair. You might need a clover if you go for rock and roll accordion. But you don't need clovers for food, which is what a lot of people get them for. So, you know, the marmot's really not a good spot, even if people say it is. I'm like, eh. Yeah, that's kind of what I think about that. I mean, the idea is that, and then only run turns on stat days until you get so many skills that you can blow through things, you know. And so, yeah. Gleaves, I need to stop not ascending. Here's the deal, guys. I honestly just like, I don't care. I've become like Nivix. I'm just like, I'm just gonna like farm and level up, and I don't care. And I know that's bad because I'm always a big pusher of, you know, a consistent. I mean, and if you listen to my earlier shows, like the 3-day softcore rules, and I'm like, I don't care, and it's so. And I know it's bad. I know it's bad. But I just don't care. And you know, I probably will when NS13 comes out because I want to do all the new stuff. But I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm just kind of reprioritizing things. And
Ascension speedruns are just not it anymore. I have other priorities in life. I know. Oh my god, I have priorities outside KOL. Ah! Shame on me. But, I don't know, I probably will at some point start up again, but... I don't know. I just don't know. Count says, at the end of this run, I have LTS, Eye of the Stoat, Sympathy, Plus Ministry, Sauce Crafting, and one of the tongues. Which tongue would you recommend getting, and which skill would you recommend getting next? Get Tongue of the Walrus. And what skill would you recommend getting next? Tenacity of the Snapper with Turtle Tamer would be good. That, or Mad Looting Skills, or Fat Leon's Fat Loot Lyric, or... No. Mad Looting Skills, because it's passive. Better than all those others. Mad Looting Skills. X-Skater 2100, should I use my last clover to gain awesome muscle stats, or should I wait to use it at the tower? I am in Oxy. Okay, number one, do you need said muscle stats? Like, to get 70 in for all... You know, for all stats. If not, no. Use it in the tower. You really only need to worry about getting stats at this point if you're getting to the tower. Unless you're nowhere near level 11. You just break me, so I guess you click over to you and look at you. You're level 10. If your secondaries are all 70s, or like, yeah, if they're all 70s, use it and go on. There you go. Lunging Thrust Mech. Let's see here. How much meat can a woodchuck... No, wait. How much meat can I make with 5 disco bandits with pickpocketing skills and leprechauns in one day? I don't know. Just make sure you don't send them all to the same character. Otherwise, the eye will look at you and burn. It will burn. Javalco says, if I dope a sample of intrinsic silicon with 10 to the 17th atoms of arsenic, what is the majority carrier? Well, you've now made a semiconductor. I would ask you if you've doped it with gallium or germanium. That has to make those a little bit better. It honestly depends on how many silicon atoms were there in the first place. Ricky says, what about the you butter believe it messages Jit gets about? I have no freaking clue what those are. Stevo56 says, here's a question. I haven't done a hardcore run, and I plan on doing one next time. What should I do to prepare to make it as practical as possible? If you've never done a hardcore... Here's a story. Your first hardcore run is never practical because you have no skills. I would recommend going as a pasta mancer because you'll get pasta mastery and it allows you to make food, and food allows your runs to go a bit quicker. At least you have more turns to do stuff. And you will message teacher's assistant 10059. 5-9. And, come off past softcore run. Yeah, that'd be nice. Jeez. There's no underscore. Well, yeah, I guess there is. People have lost your freaking minds. You have all lost your minds. The polar... do you really think it's a good idea to have tell the run how to send questions to your show? Well, I think he's still... actually, I don't know. I don't remember I ever took him off my ignore list from Teacher's Assistant when he spammed me that one time. So, yeah. Someone says I feel a rant coming on. No, I'm just like so out of it. So yeah. Yeah, you've all lost your minds. Especially people in certain other channels. Jeez. So anyway. Anyway. Moving on. Criswell says, "Dear Mr. Schoolhead." Nice, Schoolhead. How do I convert my World of Warcraft gold into Kingdom of Loathing meat and crush the economy? See it driven before me here, the limitations of the kingdom. Jeez, no. I heard eBay does wondrous things for currency conversion, or something like that. Haplo is up very, very soon. Oh god. Now I'm getting sent things for penis pasta. No. No. This is what happens when no one sends me questions. It turns into drivel like this. Oh, wow. Okay, Haplo is, no, you're getting it. let's hear. What do you think of Jonathan Haplo's all 3-hour Jonathan Colton show that'll be coming up? As he's gonna be pretty nifty. So I'm gonna be giving her the stream. And my last question, IceBaby262, hey, I'm new and I was wondering what is the quickest way to gain levels? Stat gains. I'm being told that's so wrong and true about the eBay thing. Yes, it has amazing ability to do currency changes. It's so illegal. I'm going to finish off a little erasure. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.